Well, good evening and welcome to the Wausau East Gym, and the winter sports season is upon us here in high school sports. It's basketball time, and the Wausau East Lumberjacks begin the season tonight with a non-conference game against Mosinee. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom King. We'll be bringing you East and Everest sports once again all winter long here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Boys and girls basketball, hockey as well, all throughout November, December, January, February, and March, and we're looking forward to it once again. And the Lumberjacks have sort of a new thing happening here. They've got a new head coach, a lot of players new coming up from the JV roster, replacing the graduated seniors. So it's going to be very interesting to see if they can turn things around. Wins have been few and far between for the Lumberjacks in the last few years. They're coming off a 6-14 season last year, 4-8 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and certainly new coach Paul Dimko will try to change that and what's been happening. Paul, very familiar with the Wausau East Lumberjack basketball program. He's been an assistant for a long time at the varsity level, so he knows all of these players, both returning seniors and also the new guys coming up from the JV squad. So we'll see what happens here tonight. We're going to hear from him in just a couple of minutes as well. Mosinee comes in with a nice mixture of senior players. They've got six seniors on the roster. They've got some youngsters as well, including three sophomores on this Mosinee varsity roster as well for head coach Andy Bruss. So I'll tell you what, we'll take our first break. We'll come back and hear from new East head coach Paul Dimka. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym as we get set for the first hoops game of the year coming up in just a few moments. Mosinee and Wausau East. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Mosinee, Tyler Sandelski, a 5'8 senior, will play one of the guard spots. The other guard is Max Soderberg, a 6'1 senior. Zach Sipple, a 6'4 senior at a forward. Aaron Moss, 5'11 junior. And Matt Bolanda, 6'6 junior, fill out the starting lineup for head coach Andy Bruss, assisted by Vic Voigt and also Jeff Soderberg. For the Lumberjacks, it will be Jaden Rutkowski, the 5'10 junior, at one of the guard spots. Tanner Dimka, 6'1 senior, will play the other guard. Bryce Taylor, 6'4 senior, and Bryce Widmark, 6'4 senior, are the forwards. And Dylan Hamlin will be in the post, a 6'11 junior, for head coach Paul Dimka, assisted by Kyle Harrison, Chuck Wolfel, and Steve Lassert. JV's got a win tonight, 50-49. They hit a late bucket, and then Mosinee missed a couple of inside shots that would have won the game at the buzzer. Didn't go in, and the Lumberjack JV's under head coach Joe Pockle picked up the victory earlier this evening. East basketball brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And also by The Hearing House, located at 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Well, as always, we'll be carrying both Wausau East and DC Everest sports this winter. Our first Everest broadcast will be this Saturday. Chris Conley will be with the Everest boys basketball team as they play Waukesha West down in Wisconsin Dells. Our first East hockey game will be coming up next Tuesday night. The Lumberjacks go on the road for their first hockey game in Toma. That will be part of a doubleheader a week from tonight. The DC Everest boys basketball team taking on Green Bay East in the opener that night, with East hockey to follow against Toma. We'll take one more timeout and come back and get set for the opening tip. It's the Lumberjacks and Mosinee coming up here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym as the team's being introduced here tonight. Lumberjacks in white with the red and black trim. Mosinee in their traditional purple with the white trim. And it's going to be very interesting to see the development from last year for some of these players, especially guys like Dylan Hamlin. Hamlin is 6'11", and if he can get more comfortable with the ball underneath the hoop, he is going to be a force to contend with, obviously, at 6'11". He'll be guarded tonight by Matt Bolanda, a 6'6 player for Mosinee. So we'll see what happens here as both teams are out on the floor. Tanner Dimko will run the point. The coach's son will run the point here for the Lumberjacks. Jaden Rutkowski got a little varsity time last year and showed that he could knock down the outside shot. Bryce Taylor, more of a defensive stopper, those long arms. And then Bryce Widmark, they're going to count on him to score this year as well. All right. Both teams are at center court, and we are set to go. And the ball is tipped, and Mosady will control it. They'll have the first possession of the game as they bring it into the front court. Into Aaron Moss. Moss back over to Sandelski. He's coming out in a zone, as Coach Dimka said they would. They've got Bryce Taylor out on top in that zone with those long arms, hoping to fill those passing lanes and knock the ball away. Mosany gets it down in the corner, now kicks it back outside. Now they pass it over the top of Taylor. Sandelski, Soderberg with it. Sandelski and Soderberg play catch out around the perimeter. Mosany unable to get the ball inside at this point. They had Belanda open there, didn't get him the ball. Mosany continues to probe around the perimeter, but still has not been able to find an opening to get the ball inside. Back out on top. This is Sandelski again. Now they're going to drive in, jump stop, back out. Aaron Moss is going to launch a three off the rim, no good, and Hamlin pulls away the rebound. Back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Quickly ahead to Widmark under the hoop, and he traveled with the basketball. Instead of going right up with it, he tried to make a move and shuffled the feet. First turnover of the game on the Lumberjacks. And Mosany will have it. So he turns it over without getting a shot away in their opening possession. Sandelski will bring it ahead. On the dribble, Aaron Moss. Moss into the front court to Sandelski. Now they get it down right wing, kick it way outside. That's going to be thrown out of bounds. An errant pass launched by Zach Sipple. So Mosany will turn it over. And the Lumberjacks get it back here. 6:46, we're just underway. No score. Opening game of the season. And Jaden Rutkowski brings it into the front court to Bryce Taylor, right wing, out on top to Hamlin. Now Widmark has it top of the key. Looks inside, not there. Taylor looks in. They're going to look to Hamlin, I would imagine, as much as possible. Now a three-ball launch. That's way short by Rutkowski, and Mosany with the rebound. Just scraped the front of the rim and down. Mosany has it. Still out on top with it, Sandelski. They have not been able to get it inside on this zone at all so far. Sandelski out on top to Moss. Bryce Taylor's going to get a workout on the top of this zone, chasing the ball back and forth. Now they get it left wing, back out on top. Skip pass over the top. There's a travel. He got away with one there. They kick it back outside. Here's a three-ball launch by Soderberg off the rim and off the bracket on top. East will have it. So Mosany has passed it around the perimeter and settled for a couple of threes, missed them both, and now East will have it again for their second possession as Rutkowski brings it ahead. Rutkowski, Widmark, back to Rutkowski. Right side free throw line extended. Looks inside, nothing there. He's going to drive in. Now the ball knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mosany. Bryce Taylor will inbound at side court. Taylor looks to get it in. Inside to Hamlin. Hamlin got pushed, and that's going to be a foul on Belanda, his first. They try to get the ball down to Hamlin. If they get it down low to Hamlin and he catches it clean, he's going to be tough to stop at 6'11". Taylor will inbound it. Out on top to Jaden Rutkowski. Now quickly back to Taylor in the paint. Little running half hook. That missed. No good. Mosany with the rebound. They want to push back the other way. East gets back on defense nicely. And they set up the zone once again. Aaron Moss back to Sandelski. Bounce pass to Belanda on the baseline. Kicks it back outside. Here's a drive on the right baseline. Now they kick it back out. Swing it around. Moss back to Sandelski. He drives to the free throw line. Kicks it out. Now down to Belanda in the corner. And now a pass. And we're going to get a 3-second violation called on Mosany. East will get it on the turnover. So Paul Dimka's got to like what he's seen so far from this zone. Mosany has not been able to penetrate it so far. Still no score. 5:04 to play first quarter. Dimka with it out on top to Widmark. They swing it around to Rutkowski. Rutkowski to Hamlin outside the arc. Bullet pass inside to Widmark. Catches and he travels again. Lost his balance. Got pushed a little bit and lost his balance and traveled. So neither team has been able to put the ball in the basket so far. And Mosany has run a lot of time off the clock, and now East is going to set up a little trap here. Mosany able to break it. They get it down on the baseline, kick it back outside. There's a long three. That's going to be way short. The ball is loose on the ground, grabbed by Belanda. Now it's grabbed again, and it's going to be a jump ball call. Soderberg missed the three, jump ball called, and the ball will go over to the Lumberjacks. So Mosinee is 0 for 3 from three-point range. East has missed their only two shots. Rutkowski brings it into the front court. Dimka, they're looking to post up Widmark down low. Not there. Dimka back over to Rutkowski on the other side. Widmark comes out on top. Now it's Dimka. They launch it down to Hamlin. He's a little far away from the basket. Goes into the paint. Puts up a shot. Nobody's fouled. And Dylan Hamlin's going to go to the line. Are they going to call that? They're going to say that was before the shot? Wow. They say that foul was before the shot, so East is going to get it out of bounds. Foul was called on Matt Belanda. That's his second, so he'll take a seat. And Spencer Kampke comes into the game for Mosinee. Also into the game for the Lumberjacks, J.P. Lacy. He's got the basketball, jump shot from the free throw line. He hit it. Fresh off the bench, and Lacy knocks it down from the free throw line. 2-0 Lumberjacks. Mosinee into the front court. Wild drive in, shot put up, no. Getting his own rebound is Moss, and now he steps out of bounds. We're going to get a foul called on the Lumberjacks. Moss just took it right to the hole that time, missed the shot, got his own rebound, and then he was fouled. Bryce Taylor picks up the foul. Mosinee will inbound it. 4 minutes to play here, first quarter, 2-0 East. Mosinee gets it right way out on top to Sandelski. He's staying in the zone here. They get it left wing. Into the paint with it. Now kick it right wing. Back out on top. Thought about the three. That was Soderberg. Instead, he drives in a long two, and he puts it up and in. Soderberg hits, and it's 2-2. Rutkowski into the front court. Bounce pass down low to Hamlin. Hamlin goes into the paint. Little running half hook. Missed it off the rim. Tried to get the rebound, and he's going to get the foul over the back. Or did it go out of bounds? No, they're going to call a foul on Dylan Hamlin over the back. And Sean Wilson is going to get off the bench for the Lumberjacks.
Number 11, Sean Wilson.
Wilson, very strong rebounder for East last year. Problem he's got is staying on the court. He picks up a lot of fouls very quickly, so let's see if he can work on that. If he's worked on that, and gets to stay on the floor a little more this year. Mosinee with the basketball out on top. Aaron Moss, left wing to Soderberg. Soderberg drives inside the line, now kicks it back out. He's staying with the zone. Left wing baseline drive. Sandelski kicks it back outside. Now they get it to Soderberg. Soderberg, Aaron Moss with it. Back over the top to Soderberg. He draws the double team, gets rid of it. Right wing now, catch and shoot three. Sipple short, and the rebound grabbed by Lacy. He gets it into the hands of Tanner Dimku, brings it ahead. Now it's Lacy with it. Lacy's a sophomore, 6'4". Here's a long three. Back bracket, no good for Jaden Rutkowski. Mosinee back the other way. They want to hurry, and we're going to get a blocking foul called on Rutkowski as he tried to deny the baseline to Soderberg. Mosinee has decided that they haven't been able to accomplish much in the half court, so they're going to try to push it when they can, get a little transition going here, and they drew the foul. Tanner Dimka is going to take a seat, and coming in for East is Logan Bailey. Bailey is a junior. Mosinee has it. Soderberg with it right wing. Dribbles it back out on top. Over the top to Sandelski. He and Soderberg play catch. Soderberg wants to drive. Baseline denied on the right side. Now he kicks it back out. Now a long pass that's knocked away for a moment, but Mosinee gets it back. Behind the back dribble, pull-up jumper at the free throw line. Now he tries to make it into a pass, and it's grabbed by Sandelski. Here's a pass into the paint. Drive in. Shot blocked by Wilson. Safe from going out of bounds, but the Lumberjacks have it. Into the front court, losing the handle, losing his balance, going down as Bailey. He's able to get it away. Bryce Taylor to Rutkowski, drives baseline, passes inside. Taylor goes up, and he's fouled. And Bryce Taylor's going to go to the free throw line here. That foul's going to be on Spencer Kampke. So Bryce Taylor will shoot a pair here. Slow going offensively to begin the season. It's 2-2 with a minute 39 to play here in the first quarter. Bryce Taylor at the line for two. First one short, no good. Mosini is going to put in a couple of substitutes. Anthony Cunningham comes into the game, as does Joe Fox. Getting in for East is Zhang Chang, a 5'10 senior. You heard from Coach Dimka before the game, a lot of guys are going to get a chance, going to get minutes in these early games. Taylor hits the second foul shot. He gets one of two, and it's 3-2 Lumberjacks. And Eric Daniel is going to get into the game for East for the first time tonight. So it's Daniel, Chang, Wilson, Bailey, and Lacey out there now for East. And they're going to put on pressure in the backcourt, trying to set up the trap if they can't. Mosini breaks it, though, into the front court, right down the lane, lost the handle on the dribble, and throwing the ball away. Turnover on the Mosini squad as East comes back the other way. Chang throws it, Daniel can't grab it. A bad pass goes into the backcourt, and an over-and-back violation on the Lumberjacks, and Mosini has it back. A minute 22 to play here, first quarter, 3-2, Wausau East with the lead. One thing that keeps the score down, obviously, is this East zone, and Mosini taking a lot of time in each possession. Now they throw the ball away. Miscommunication, and Mosini throws it away, their fourth turnover of the night, and East will have it back with a minute 7 to play in the quarter. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Now Chang has the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mosini. East will have it. Trenton Pate going to check into the game for the first time. Chang will take a seat. So Pate will inbound it here for the Lumberjacks. Gets it in the corner. Now they get it down low to Sean Wilson. Kicks it back outside. A long two for Pate. Back bracket, no good. He gets his own rebound. Puts it up, no. The ball grabbed by Daniel and a jump ball called. Trenton Pate took a long two-point shot, followed it, and got his own board as nobody blocked him out. Mosini will have the ball on the possession arrow on the jump ball called. With 48.6 seconds to play, neither team shooting well here in the early going at all. It's just 3-2 East. Mosini has it. Lumberjacks stay in the zone. Mosini with it outside the arc. Soderberg now down in the left corner. And Aaron Moss back out on top to Soderberg. He's going to take a long three. Back bracket, no good. High rebound grabbed by Wilson. And he powers out of a tie-up situation. And the Lumberjacks will come back the other way. They get it left wing, shot put up and in. A long two-point basket for Eric Daniel. Knocks it down from the left wing, 5-2 Lumberjacks. 12 seconds to play here, first quarter. Mosini into the front court. Looking to play for one, East doesn't want to give a long one. Now the ball knocked away by Pate, but he fouls to do it. Reaching foul on Trenton Pate, not a bad foul as Mosini will be forced to inbound at side court with 3.8 seconds remaining. They get it in. Now a long three ball launch. That's an air ball. Goes out of bounds at the buzzer for Aaron Moss. So as you might expect in the first game of the year, the play has been choppy at times, but the Lumberjacks have the lead here 5-2 after one. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym. We begin quarter number two. Lumberjacks will have the basketball out of bounds side court. And they've got the starting five. Actually, they've got most of the starting five back in there. Trenton Pate stays in the game with Widmark, Hamlin, Dimka, and Rutkowski. Widmark has it outside. Rutkowski gets it back outside the arc. Blocking foul, going to be an illegal screen called against the Lumberjacks. Offensive foul called on East. Hamlin will pick up his second foul, and he'll take a quick seat. Sean Wilson's going to check back in. So both starting centers are on the bench with two fouls. Belanda for Mosinee and now Hamlin for East. Mosinee breaks pressure this time. They get the ball down low. Spin move, shot blocked again by Wilson. Mosinee gets the rebound. They got the ball inside that time, and Kampke got his shot blocked. Mosinee has it outside the arc, and there's a they call a reach-in foul on Pate. Boy, I don't know, the offside official called that. I don't think he had a good view of that. It almost looked like Pate forced Mosinee's player to travel, but they call the reach-in foul, and Pate's going to have to take a seat with two fouls, and Bryce Taylor gets back in the game. East was 2 of 7 from the field in the first quarter. Mosinee was just 1 out of 9. Mosinee with it. Lumberjacks staying with that zone, and why not? It worked very well in that first quarter. And until Mosinee can knock down some outside shots, East will undoubtedly stay in it. Pass over the top. Aaron Moss with it. Drives in. Lost the handle on it. Mosinee gets it back. A drive in. Now double team. They get the ball back outside. Spin it back out to Moss. They'll reset. He's going to drive in. And we're going to get a traveling violation on Aaron Moss. That'll be the fifth turnover on Mosinee. And East will get it back here. Rutkowski into the front court. Is it to Widmark? He's going to launch a three. He left it a little bit short. Mosinee with the rebound. He got a good look. Couldn't get it to go. Mosinee back the other way. Aaron Moss with it outside the arc. He and Max Soderberg have just camped out there and passed the ball back and forth as they probe for an opening. Anthony Cunningham down in the corner. He throws it away. Bryce Taylor comes away with the steal. He's going to push. Lost the handle on it. Tried to get it to Widmark. Safe from going out of bounds by Mosinee. East turns it over. Indians want to run. We're going to get an offensive foul called. Moss cleared off with the off arm as he tried to go down the lane and gets called for an offensive foul. East will get it back. .625 to play here first half, and the score is 5-2 Lumberjacks. Rutkowski with it into the front court. To Widmark. He's going to drive. Now kicks it out. Bryce Taylor open three left wing. He buries it. Bryce Taylor for three from the corner. 8-2 Lumberjacks. He sets up the trap. Mosinee breaks it into the front court. Now they get it back to Moss. Moss dribbles it out near the center circle. Taylor comes out to play him. They get it down in the corner. Cunningham threw it inside, almost threw it away. Mosinee got it back. A three from the corner. That's no good. The rebound kept alive. Mosinee grabs it. We're getting a whistle. No, he stepped on the end line. East will have it. Joe Fox tried a three-point set shot from the corner and missed it. And Mosinee can't get the lid off the basket here. They are 1 out of 11. Tyler Sundelski back in the game for Mosinee as Jaden Rutkowski brings it across for the Lumberjacks. Dimko with it. Taylor comes off a screen to the corner. Now Widmark at the elbow. Looks, kicks it back outside. They swing it to Rutkowski. He wants to drive baseline. Gets around the corner, feeds inside. Nobody there. Wilson was there, but he was well covered as Rutkowski tried to get him the ball. Mosinee back the other way. They get it in the corner to Cunningham. Back out on top. Sundelski to Cunningham. Down low. Turn shot put up, blocked by Wilson, but this time he fouls. Spencer Kampke with a little turnaround on the baseline. Wilson went up, tried to get his third block of the game, but this time drew the foul.
Follows on number 11 of the Lumberjacks, Sean Wilson. His first foul, and the team's seventh.
Seventh team foul, but it's two shots anyway here for Spencer Kampke. First one rattles around and off, no good. Andy Brush just looking at the floor going, what do we do? Have to find something to go in here.
Chris Viles.
Chris Viles gets back in for Mosinee. Zach Sipple back in the game as well. Kampke's second foul shot coming. That one's up and in. He got one of two, and it's 8-3. Lewis Ness is in the game for East for the first time here tonight. Rutkowski will bring it ahead into the front court. to Bryce Taylor. He's double-teamed. Dribbles out of trouble, nearly falls down. Throws up a wild shot off the glass. No, Nass with the rebound. They get it out to Rutkowski. He drives in, now kicks it back outside. Dimka's open for three. That back bracket's no good. Widmark with an offensive board. Taylor in the corner, three ball right side. He got it. Bryce Taylor with his second three of the quarter, and it's 11-3 Lumberjacks. If Bryce Taylor can knock those down, that's going to be a huge offensive weapon. He was known last year mostly as a defender when he got on the floor. Mosini with it. He stays with the zone. Tyler Sundelski on the dribble. Now back to Chris Viles. He wants to drive. Looks. Kicks it back outside. Sundelski in the corner. Passing up the shot down there with Soderberg. Now he gets it back. Now he's going to launch. That's going to be short. It's touched by Widmark and goes out of bounds. Mosini will keep it. East Basketball brought to you in part by Clovervale Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Mosini will inbound it. .406 to play in the half. 11-3 Lumberjacks. Mosini all the way outside to Sandelski. Now they get it down low. Good defense by Nass, and the player for Mosini, Sipple, dribbles it out of bounds. Eighth turnover on Mosini. Good defense that time by Lewis Nass, denying him the baseline and the ability to get a shot away there, and he turns it over. Tanner Dimka brings it ahead for the Lumberjacks into the front court. Widmark has it. They get it over to Pate, who's back in the game playing with two fouls. Zhang Chang with it. Out on top to Nass. Now it's Pate down low to Widmark. Backs in. Kicks it outside. Now they get it back to Widmark left wing. He turns. Going to dribble this time. Now nice spin move. Little half hook off the rim. No good. And Mosini with the rebound. Mosini back the other way. On the dribble is Soderberg. Get it back out to Sandelski. Soderberg with it. Now Sandelski. He's staying with the zone. Bullet pass inside. Sipple, and he's going to get fouled before the shot. They got the ball down low to Sipple that time, and he draws the foul. That's going to be on Zhang Chang, his first. And it's going to be... I thought they said that was on the floor. They changed it. He's going to get two shots here. First one's up and in. Rattles around and in. Sean Wilson gets back in for East. Bryce Taylor checks back in. And also J.P. Lacey. Lacey hit his first shot right off the bench back in the first quarter. 11-4 the score right now. Second foul shot coming for Zach Sipple. In and out, no good. Wilson with the rebound. They get it off to Bryce Taylor. Quickly into the front court for the Lumberjacks. Chang, left wing. Dribbles back out on top. His pass knocked away for a moment. Now Dimka gets it. Dimka nearly traveled. Gets rid of it to Lacey. Now they get it to Chang. Trying to post up Wilson inside. Pass is nearly thrown away. Taylor gets it as Wilson saved it from going out of bounds. Dimka thought about the three. Didn't take it. Now they get it to Lacey. He launches a little shot from the right wing. That's no good. Mosini with the rebound. Little set shot for Lacey from the right side. Long two that time. He missed it. And Mosini grabbed the board. Chris Vills passes a long cross-court pass. Nearly knocked away by Dimka, but Mosini saves it. And a timeout call by Mosini. We'll take one as well. 2:21 to play here. First half. Lumberjacks lead it 11-4. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Basketball also brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Mosini will inbound at side court. They get it into Tyler Sandelski. He and Chris Vills out on top now for Mosini. Bryce Taylor still out on top on that zone. Out there with Lacey, Wilson, Dimka, and Jaden Rutkowski back in the game. at the elbow with it. That's Soderberg. Gives it off. Back out on top to Tyler Sandelski. Soderberg top of the key. Back to Sandelski. Skip pass cross court. Now bounce pass inside. Wilson overplays and steals. Nice play by Sean Wilson to get the turnover right there. Here comes Rutkowski back the other way. Gives it to Wilson at the free throw line. Passed up the shot. Gives it to Bryce Taylor. Now East will reset. Rutkowski with it. Taylor comes out on top. Rutkowski right side free throw line extended. Wilson down low to Taylor. And we're going to get a foul called underneath on Mosini. Non-shooting foul. That's going to go on Soderberg, I believe.
Foul is on Mosini, number 13, Max Soderberg.
Fifth team foul on Mosini, so East will inbound it. Logan Bailey gets back in for the Lumberjacks. Aaron Moss back in for Mosini. Rutkowski quickly into Taylor at the free throw line. Gets a screen from Wilson. Now they get it down low to Wilson. Back out on top. Rutkowski for three. Rimmed out a little bit short. Mosini with the rebound. They want to hurry it ahead. East gets back though on defense. Sets up the zone. Sandelski. Moss. Still way outside the perimeter. Kampke down low, battling for position. Three ball launch, back, no good. Wilson kept it alive for a minute. Mosini grabs the offensive board, though. Sandelski drives in, kicks it out. Three ball launch, left side. That's way too long. The rebound grabbed by Lacey. East wants to push Rutkowski, and now Lacey drives in, hangs in the air. No, Wilson with the follow up and in. Lacey probably got fouled, and they let him go. Wilson got the rebound, put it up and in. 13-4, Lumberjacks. Mosini with it outside the arc once again. They get it down. Skip pass all the way down the baseline. There's a drive in. No, a foul called on Wilson as Moss drove on the left baseline, and Wilson picks up his second foul. He'll probably sit down for the rest of the half. And getting in for East will be Adam Lennar, his first appearance of the night. He's a 6-foot senior. Aaron Moss at the line to shoot two here. First one's up and off. No good. East basketball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman. Proud supporters of local high school sports. Wishing all of the Erie athletes a successful season. Second foul shot from Moss. That rattles around and in. He got one of two. 13-5 Lumberjacks. Rutkowski into the front court. Let's see if East decides to play for one here. 15 seconds. Nearly a push off there by Rutkowski. Taylor's got it. Now it's Lacey. Rutkowski checks the clock. 7 seconds. Gives it to Lacey. He launches a three. He got it. J.P. Lacey. Doesn't get much elevation, but he nails a three near the buzzer, and the Lumberjacks have the lead here at halftime by a score of 16-5. Andy Bruss cannot be happy with his offense here, but that East zone has really taken its toll, and Mosini has not been able to knock down the outside shots. We'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the stats from the first half after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9.